Why is customer service important for my business? What do customers expect of my customer service? What can I do to provide the best customer service possible? Imagine you're baking a cake for your friend Beth's birthday party. You and Beth have been friends for ages, so you want to give her an awesome birthday party. You love chocolate, candy bars, mousse, shampoo. If it's chocolate, you want it. So naturally, you make a chocolate blackout cake for Beth. It comes out looking perfect, if you don't say so yourself. You bring it to the party, unveil your masterpiece, and crickets. You completely forgot that Beth's allergic to chocolate. She can't even try a bite of this cake. You're embarrassed. But where did you go wrong? Good customer service is an important way your business can attract and retain customers, make more money, and stand out from your competition. It's also why customers often prefer small businesses versus large corporations. They feel that they won't get lost in the bureaucracy, that there's a face to the name, and that small businesses can be held more accountable for their actions. It's the same reason why someone like Beth might put a trusted friend in charge of baking their birthday cake instead of hiring a faceless bigwig bakery to bake it. That, plus homemade, just tastes better. But what if the customer service isn't good? Customers often end business with companies due to poor customer service, and many would happily pay more if it means receiving exceptional customer service. So, what do customers want in terms of customer service? First, no matter how customers contact you, they expect your customer service to be consistent. Keep your customer service consistent over phone, social media, and text interactions. If a customer has to enter information online, say the same thing to someone on the phone and repeat it when they get transferred, they'll be frustrated. Your customers also demand consistent customer service from day to day and location to location. Whether your business has one location or several, develop standardized customer service practices for all employees to follow. That way, your customers can count on getting the same quality of service every time. Besides consistency, customers expect responsiveness. Basically, if a customer has questions, they're going to want answers. But far too often, they don't get answers at all. One study found that 41% of companies don't respond to customer service emails, and 9 out of 10 don't even acknowledge receiving them. There's a simple way to fix that. Set up an automated email responder that acknowledges emails sent to your customer service department and tells the sender when to expect a reply. Then don't forget to actually reply too. Similarly, make sure any calls or messages to your business are answered in a timely manner. If someone calls your business, no one picks up, and business hours aren't listed in the voice message, they'll just assume you're closed. Customers also expect to be able to choose how they reach out to you. To allow for this, set up multiple ways to contact your business. You might offer customer support by any combination of phone, social media, email, texting, and live chat. It all depends on your audience. While your older customers might prefer phone calls, younger ones would probably rather text. Research the most popular forms of communication and interaction with your audience and make sure you not only have a presence there, but are monitoring it and are available to be contacted there. Tip: keep in mind that many customers aren't actually looking to talk. In fact, 71% want to be able to solve their customer service problems on their own using information that they find themselves. Maintaining a frequently asked question section on your website lets customers serve themselves, even after hours when live customer service isn't available. For products or services that are more complex, consider treating reviews left on your site, on review sites, or on social media as a knowledge base where customers can ask questions and share answers. Make sure to monitor where these reviews are posted and answer questions there. When a customer's questions are answered publicly, it is more likely to be seen by a customer when a similar question, so you won't have to answer it again. For example, say someone asks a question on a t-shirt's product page after asking if it shrinks. You or another customer can answer this question, and the answer can be seen by others who might be wondering the same thing. Finally, customers expect a personal touch. You can provide good customer service by personalizing your customers' experiences. In a recent survey in the US and UK, more than 70% of customers said they expect personalization from the companies they do business with. Take time to get to know your customers, whether you do so by talking to them in person or by gathering data on their buying habits using points of sale systems, loyalty programs, or customer relationship management CRM apps. Channel this knowledge into personal recommendations and tailored solutions. If your business is online, you might let customers set up a profile that remembers their shipping info at checkout or simply includes their name in your emails to them. If you own a birthday cake business, you might make the effort to remember your customers' favorite flavors and dietary restrictions. Providing them with the personal touch they've come to expect will keep them coming back to you. Do this now. Maybe you're thinking, my customer service is already exceptional. That very well might be the case, but let's evaluate. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. Good customer service can help you retrain customers, get new customers, and make more money. 2. No matter how your customers contact you, they expect your customer service to be consistent and personalized. 3. Give customers multiple ways to contact you and make info readily available so they can serve themselves on their own terms.